GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Online at ralouisville.com and be sure to tell them Marcus sent you.
It's like, dude, it means it.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would. Nope. Now look at this steal. Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus made it.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I'd like to carry over that energy from that last night's home run by Masterman. Let's carry over that energy and have a great, great show. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. Good times, you know, you watch a game.
Does it sound crappy in your ears?
Yeah, it's terrible, actually. But it's okay. It's one of those things where I enjoy the ebb and flow of a game like that, where it's or a weekend, really, because the game yesterday was kind of a microcosm of the whole weekend, right?
Right.
It was excitement. Game starts.
Yep.
Louisville looks good.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right.
Then you get the one group. Ah, damn, McDonald sucks. See? Got him. Choking again.
I couldn't wait.
Louisville choking again.
Couldn't wait.
And then, boom. Well, yesterday it was funny. Kenny Payne showed up and things changed. But then, you know, Louisville takes care of business.
I felt awkward about even making the Kenny Payne won those regionals joke.
Yeah.
Because of the overly sensitive baseball, quote unquote, I was here at opening day guy. Because I didn't feel like getting into a back and forth where it's, hey, how about Dan McDonald on those? Yes.
No, listen, I thought it was...
Dan McDonald.
I thought it was awesome, man. Because, like, I mean, there was a point during the weekend. It was like, they're choking again. Louisville's not going to win three straight. And it was like...
Right.
Well, they did.
And they did.
Yeah, they did.
And then, you know what that turns into?
Well, let's see what they do down in Texas A&M.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they may not win that. You know what? They're the 12. A&M's the 5.
Right.
A&M's probably better this
year.
Right. You know what? You got me.
But, yeah, right. But no, that doesn't matter, Steve. It doesn't matter.
It's like,
because the choke is imminent.
Yeah, you got me. Louisville's not the number one team in the country this year. They're not just better than everybody. I don't know what to tell you.
Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
I don't think he can hear us.
They want the boot.
There we go. Good Lord. Sorry, guys. My clicking game's off today. But besides that, it's a great day, man.
Is it? Good.
It was. It was a lot of fun yesterday. Sadly, the gas bags got rained out because I was pumped to play after watching that. I mean, you guys weren't in the studio. I don't know who was in the back, but
nobody told me, by the way. So I was at Tom Sawyer yesterday.
Really?
Waiting, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had my glove,
wait
my
a
bat.
Minute. Who's the general manager of the gas bags?
I am. I put it in the group chat. I am. Are you serious? You went, I'm
am
really.
I in the group chat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Am I? You might want to double check that.
I am really sorry.
Well, why don't you double check and see if I'm actually in the group chat? Because I've never gotten one group chat message.
With the gas prices the way they are
I know.
Right now.
And I drive a Dodge Ram.
You drove Ram to Tom Sawyer Park?
Yeah, about $115 a fill up.
Oh, man.
I got my car. Listen, I took my son
to
Shepherdsville from Prospect.
Oh, my God.
Dropped him off. Drove all the way back to Tom Sawyer.
I'd quit.
Tom Sawyer's only about 10 minutes from my house. I'd quit.
Oh, my God, Steve. I am so sorry.
Left there, went all the way back to Shepherdsville, and got him.
I would quit.
I'm kidding. I never left the house. I'm just
kidding. Damn it, Steve. I was like, I feel like such a schmuck right now. Like,
and I'm laughing because I'm like, Steve, I was on the phone with you 3 hours when the game was on. You were sitting at home, Steve.
I was like, they're not playing the game. It was like, the weather's terrible.
Nicky, you knew that he knew that they weren't playing the game.
I mean, I had a feeling, but still, like, you know.
I did. I was going to text Nick. And actually, the reason what made me think of that is I was actually going to text Nick because I'm not in a group chat. I don't get the messages.
Yeah.
It might be
iPhone. I'm showing you. You're right next to Spencer Brown's giggling ass in there. Like, yeah. So
maybe it's iPhone.
That is a terrible photo of Spencer.
Nobody, don't add me to your group chats, please. Do me a favor.
Well, this is a team.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't worry.
I wasn't planning on it.
We're part of a team.
Yeah, I don't care. Nobody add me to anything group chat related.
Damn, Marcus, what's with that? Like, you're like, don't invite me to the party. I wasn't planning on it.
That's fine.
Whoa, dog.
That's fine. Listen, I don't like group chats because sometimes I'm just talking to one person, and sometimes I see that name pop up, and the idea of me speaking to multiple people simultaneously, I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I 100% backtrack my sassy comments, and I apologize humbly, sir. I 1,000% agree with you on that, because there's been times when...
I guarantee it.
You know, I'm texting with the family, and then someone gets salty in there, and then I'm trying to text, yo, why is Pops being angry? Why is Jeanette being a B? Why is Jamie being a PR? And then I accidentally texted in the group chat, and hilarity ensues.
Listen, if somebody sends me a group... If you send me a group message with me and Steve... I'll respond and I'll delete that whole thing immediately.
That's good strategy.
I don't even want that on
Phil Baker's saying he didn't get a message either.
That's bad. It's poor GM.
That's terrible front office work.
This
I
looks
apologize.
Like y'all have like a full group chat. I don't get any of these.
Okay, a lot of people have muted them because there's a lot of tomfoolery in there. I understand the idea of muting it. But, you know, I am.
And by the way, sorry, there is no YouTube show today. Speaking of bad management, I dropped the ball as well.
I can't believe we don't have one.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You were just so dying to to save the YouTube channel.
Well, yeah, I mean, Louis had the same charger issue, and we were able to save that one. So I was hoping that, you know, we could do shameful.
Not everybody has an NFL son buying their laptop. So sorry, your crappy chargers don't work on Marcus's.
That does suck.
Mac.
That does suck.
His new
to
Mac.
Be fair, I didn't ask him for the upgraded computer. I got the
I'll
downgrade.
Back you up on that. You actually said, hey, man, Jalen was like, to, Dad, get
to,
what you get.
To which everybody called me an idiot, and they're right.
Yeah.
In hindsight. Nikki.
DJ from Texas says he'll be in College Station this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nikki, everybody called me stupid. Hey, you dumb.
Like, I did.
Look, because Jalen was treating on the new laptop, right?
Right.
And I'm just like, I just need a replacement. I don't care. You can get it from the, you know, from the thrift store, you know? And everybody's like, what's wrong with you?
I mean.
What's wrong with
you? Did you get the insurance?
I agree.
That's when you splurge.
No.
That's when you splurge.
Texas says group chat suck when everybody doesn't have iPhone. I agree with that. Because that must be what's happening. Because, like, I don't.
Okay, I don't know the difference.
Or, I don't know, did your dad tell you to take me out of the group chat?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. My dad turned into Nathan MacKinnon and was like, yeah, it's beyond, or Rick Pitino, for that's a better reference. No one got the Nathan MacKinnon reference. But yeah, everyone was, yeah, he was mad about everyone's BMI. No.
I took one look around, but you get him out of the group chat.
No, like, I'm looking at it. Like, Phil is texting in there, assuming it's called It's Getting Wild by Bowman Field. That's like an hour and a half after I posted. That was canceled.
That was his way of saying, I'm not coming there anyway.
Yeah, but Phil showed me. Phil sent me a screenshot. He never got the...
Okay, that's...
Your game is canceled. Because I almost texted you and said, I'm assuming the game's canceled, so, just to double check.
So you, he
we
didn't,
literally are on our way to Super Regionals arguing about the gas bag cancellation.
The softball team. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. No, I got to get this figured out. Group me. I know that guy.
Leadership is lacking.
In the gas bag department.
Leadership is live.
Pesha boots it a got. The fish smells from the head down. I apologize, guys.
All right. Well, anyways, yesterday was awesome, though.
It was a great game. I went back and watched the condensed version because, like, I was in it. Okay, put it this way. I come into the room. Michigan gets a hit.
Yep.
I leave.
Yeah.
I turn down the volume because I hear it in the back. Making a comeback, you know. I was just like, okay, I'm turning down, you know. So when I went back, I mean, I knew the results and everything. I went back and watched the condensed version of it, and I'm just like, this is a Hall of Fame game. This is like a instant classic in baseball, you know, just a World Series run to World Series vernacular. And I started believing it, Steve.
No, it was awesome. I'm like, from top to bottom.
Okay,
man.
Like, this is the team that makes the run. This is the team that's just going on emotion. And would you admit that this is one of the more streakier teams we've ever seen?
I mean, I think everybody believes that this team, it's more of like pitching is a little bit of an issue as opposed to everything else. But
it's like it's like one of those all or nothing teams.
Listen, I'm just enjoying. I'm just enjoying the run. You know, as far as you say, okay, look, listen, on to the next one at College Station. It's usually a packed house. It's one of those places. I know Nate Huber, some guys that we know that had been around there. Like, man, you go there, it is nuts. Yep. Like, so,
which is also one of those things where watch your mouth because Dan McDonald's going to be down there in SEC country. And
yeah, I don't like all that. And by the way, I thought yesterday was just a clean play game, clean called game. I mean, perfectly down the middle. I thought everything hit right on, boom, boom, boom. And they got in, you know, they were able to. I thought the umpires did a tremendous job yesterday. And I thought that they got the rain delay taken care of quickly, got back in, pretty much ran an impeccable thing and got it done.
Well said, Steve.
Yeah.
Well said.
Shout out.
So here's what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
College Station. Okay, we're enjoying this because of trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it all fun. Yeah. Trajectory. Mm-hmm. There's always a person who finds the obstacle down the road. They don't appreciate trajectory.
Yes.
Okay. Are we gonna do early break?
I think so.
To prepare for, I think so.
Here in a bit. I mean, because we're gonna bring Jake Weingarten in, and we're gonna. So
he may be.
I think he's out hanging out.
I was gonna say if he's here and he hasn't rang the doorbell, I'm gonna put this 100% on you. Let's finish this conversation.
We can take our time. Yeah, he's gonna come in. He's gonna talk 23, 24 transfers. Yeah,
but before we go to the commercial break, Steve.
Yeah.
You heard the incident yesterday. You saw the doorbell. You saw where it was placed.
Yeah.
Does that look like just like a magnetic reader or something? Or a little alarm? Or does it look like a doorbell?
I wouldn't push it.
Why? You're afraid like it's going to
take
your fingerprint or something?
It's not real clear what that is. Especially on a building that has a lock security system like
that plastic piece.
It's not clear what that is.
Should I put a sign on there that says "Ring me"?
I would put something that said doorbell.
You're gonna have to put a post.
And I probably wouldn't have put it on the door. Probably put it over on the side.
He put it on the actual door.
Yeah, I would have put it over there on the side.
I was trying to put it in a spot where I thought it would not get hit. And I tested it to make sure it wouldn't go into the wall.
Why would it get hit?
Yes.
At all. Sorry. I say stuff. I like to make one-liners. Okay. Like, for instance, this is a little thing of mine. Okay. Back in the day, you have a hot. They would make a tweet cap at the end. So, like, I would tweet during the game and hope I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say little one-liners hoping that Alan Thomas will tweet out my quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got one. I was like, bang!
I'm listening.
I thought the umpires did a terrific job yesterday. And he tweeted it out. And I was like, boom! Yeah.
Hunter Dickinson said he's boycotting the World Series.
That's true.
I don't know why he would.
That's ultimate. I think that's ultimate vindication for you.
I didn't know she was a little head like that.
See, I'm kind of surprised because yesterday she had hair all the way to her calves.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not sure what happened.
We got
today. She doesn't.
The delegation likes to switch it up.
This is why I tell you, if anything ever happens to me in charity, and I've told her this, I am dating. Listen, I'm sorry, but white women, I'm off the market.
At least for
it's a new thing every day.
At least for a trial run.
I'm like, babe, you're a whole different woman. Like, oh God,
the delegation women will.
Oh my God, because the woman that walked up here yesterday with the red hair to her—it's
almost
beautiful
like
too.
Role play.
Yeah, I mean that woman's beautiful
without role play.
I know, but it's like that was two different women. That's why I love the delegation women.
Speaking of,
I was on the phone and I just come back and I hear I'm off the. I'm out of the game for white women, and I was like,
"No, yes, I will delegate to women. The only women I would date after charity."
Fair.
For those that are bothered by my pineapple inspired shirt,
try that. Yesterday. She moved to San Diego,
Minneapolis. And she was only half. The other half was Italian.
It doesn't matter.
When she was dating me, she was three quarters Italian. If you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Point being, do not listen. Don't comment on my pineapples on my clothes anymore. Okay.
Okay.
Are they upside down?
Maybe. But here's the thing, Nikki. Listen, there was some, you know.
I call that home.
But Nikki.
Consenting adults, man.
Listen, Nikki, it's like, you know, ha. There was one ha, and there was, Marcus, you got pineapples on your shirt, and some of them are leaning sideways, and some of them are upside down, and Marcus. And then it kind of got to, wait a minute.
It is Pride Month.
Thank you, Nick.
What does that have to do with my pineapples on my shirt? First and foremost. Second of all, my Tinder dating profile is Ahmad King, a.k.a. Ahmad Swing.
That is not true.
That is true. Go look up Ahmad Swing right now on any dating app. That is me. So, I can do I can do what I want. I can absolutely do what I want. All my dating profiles are Ahmad Swing or Ahmad King, aka Ahmad Swing. Everybody knows that. Stop. Like, leave me alone. Let me live my life. If somebody wants to invite me to their sessions and leave me alone. Let me live my life. I've seen things that y'all have not been able to be exposed to. Sorry, I've lived the eventful life.
I will challenge that.
Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Raven on 99 The Ville. Come on,
jackass. Take the picture. Let's go. Yeah. I said I feel invisible.
Yo, sweet.
They like, Poppy, what you get into? I pop a brick or retarded. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. I said I feel invisible.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. I do enjoy taking care of some of our sponsors, especially when we know Jay Weingarten's in the building. Everybody happens to tune in. Our ratings are highest the moment that man enters the building. So I will remind you when Jake is ready to heat up the booth.
that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Jake Weingarten in the building. What is going on, my man? What's going on?
Living life, man. I'm excited. This is probably in my top five places I ever want to be at, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, that's good, man.
I'm glad you said that. And if you talk about top five places, top five times, this seems to be your complete wheelhouse. It's like, I like to tell everybody that, you know, your championships and your real work is done right now.
Right.
You, this is like mid-season tournament time for you once you hit EYBL, once you hit the circuit. So, okay, your summer, give us the big picture. How have you been enjoying it? How have you been grinding through it? You know, just kind of catch everybody up.
It's been great so far. My summer started pretty early. So, you know, I had the chance to go back to New York a little bit, see some family everything gets crazy. And then I came back here and
shout out to Pops Weingarten.
Pops Weingarten and Mama Weingarten. I've just been grinding things out. Obviously, you know, 2023 prospects, you know, it's a big summer for them in 2024. But, you know, I've been taking the time to connect with a lot of the younger guys, you know, 2025, 2024, because that's the future. I'm taking a little bit of a different approach, but I mean, I've been talking to all types of guys. The portal's still going on, as you guys know, it's pretty active. Just staying in touch with everyone, working and living the life of a 21-year-old.
Now, how much do you enjoy portal versus getting to know the next crop? Because you had an advantage. You have an advantage, you know, the, you know, being that you really enjoy it. You know, you've been on the circuit. Like I said, you've built a lot of connections. Right. So you have an advantage in the portal because you knew so many of the guys coming here. Your hard work is really just now starting to pay off in the portal world. But you still have to do the circuit, do the young guys. Which part of that are you enjoying more?
Right. So with the portal guys, it's kind of like a reunion for me. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I scouted a lot of those guys for, you know, 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So when they hit the portal, you know, it's nothing really new. And, you know, they're also very experienced. So I feel like, you know, the conversations are very real. And not that they're not real with the high school kids, but, you know, they already know a lot of what I'm saying already.
Yeah, they know more. Okay.
As to where with the high school kids, you know, I could kind of teach them in a way. You know, some media people or the people in my industry, you know, they definitely give feedback. But, you know, some guys I'm on the phone with every day, whether it's after a workout, before a visit, you know, whether they get an offer, whatever it is. So, not only am I posting for these guys, but any way I could really help them and approach it that way, that's how I'll do it.
Do you feel like, geez, I mean, are we going to say OG Weingarten? He's 21.
21-year-old
OG. Yes, right.
I was gonna say, he's
like,
getting there.
I literally have to reach out to you to figure out, okay, is this offer, is he offering because I'm an in-state guy, or is it offering?
Is it a smoke screen, stuff like that?
Do you get the chance to answer those questions often?
Yeah, so I definitely get approached, you know, is this offer real? You know, is it fabricated? Do you think this kid has a real chance to get here? And, you know, I won't sugarcoat it, especially, you know, if there's someone from, you know, another coach reaches out and says, you know, should I offer this kid? Is this legit? Like, what's the competition looking like? So I think that's another thing when I'm talking to kids is kind of having a clear-cut, you know, idea of what's actually going on in their recruitment, because, I mean, you guys probably know better than anyone. It's easy to lie in this industry. Just knowing, you know, who's telling the truth and stuff like that, you know, is definitely important.
And I will say, you have been great about your word, you know, and your like, hey, I do attend the University of Louisville, you know, 2 years ago when you're like, okay, I can separate these things, I can advise here, I can vouch for this being a good spot, and I can also tell you, you're not going to play here, you know, just like if you need to be forward with somebody, go ahead.
Right. And you get all those people, you know, in my comments that are like, he's definitely a U of L fan. He's definitely swaying recruits to U of L.
So you're not allowed to crystal ball anybody to U of L.
Right. So if I project anyone to go here, everybody already knows what's going on. So I've tried to definitely approach it some type of way, though. But my first year here, I was dealing with a lot of, oh, he's just a U of L fan, this and that. Sure. So I think finally.
You do know if you need some help from our army that you just
called. I already know the army's got me.
Yeah.
I already know, but I think I finally got to a point where people are like, okay, this is a national guy, like he's doing what he's doing. So I'm happy with everything.
Okay, give me your highlights so far this summer.
I was just telling you guys. Actually, you know, I got a little bit of time off to go to Fort Castle, so I think, you know, that was cool.
Yeah.
And that's your highlight? That's awesome.
That is my highlight.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
That's definitely my highlight.
Listen, I'm glad you said that because you can get consumed. Like, dude, we've watched you. You know, we've enjoyed you grind, but saying, hey, no, take a second to catch your breath, you know.
Right. And don't get me wrong, you know, watching film every day and making these phone calls every day. I was down in Chicago for pre-draft too. Mm. So, you know, the NBA draft is also something I'm big with. So that stuff is big too. But, you know, being able to get out and do, you know, normal 21-year-old things.
Right.
You know, that's probably the biggest blessing about it when you get some time off.
Free time is the enemy of young entrepreneurs. Right. You know, because it's like, I don't
know. Well, we say that all the time. Growing up in athletics, man, it was like I was 23, 24 before I was like, hey, you just in the summertime, you just go wherever you want. You know what I'm saying? Where it was like, because you just for years, it was like, you know, summertime was camps, wintertime was camps. Yeah.
No, so. Any lady friends of mine have hated me because I don't know how to celebrate holidays.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thanksgivings were Thanksgiving tournaments. Like Christmas was Christmas tournaments.
Right.
New Year's, we're not allowed to go out. Like,
We had work the next day.
Yeah, we got practice. So, it's like, February, sweetheart, February is in the middle of the tournament, the late postseason, or, you know, getting to serious parts of the tournament.
And it sounds crazy because, like, walking into that festival, like, I felt that. I was like, you know what? Like, I got off time. Like, I'm looking around, and it's like, wow, like, I'm about to have, you know, 3 days where I could just, you know, live normally with people you care about and stuff like that. Like, it's the best of both worlds.
It's like, I know you might know, like, we go to Disney World in Orlando like 7-8 times a year, right? It's just my spot. Right. So when we go with the kids, like, I took the two boys this last time, and like it makes me appreciate, y'all just let me get this off my chest. Just makes me appreciate
therapy session
when it's just me and Charity, and I'm like, right. Like, dude, like, it was like,
I mean, I love y'all and everything.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm having fun. Like, but I said, hey, man, I'm having a great time.
You know? It was like, you got to convince
him. I know. Yeah, it's like, but anyway. Okay, I'm going to start asking him because this is all good.
Yeah, we'll
this is really great conversation.
And catching up. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I love what's happening here with all of us.
Hit him, Steve.
But I need to know what's happening with my team.
On floor
so,
we have pressing issues, Jake.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have you been over there?
We have bigger problems than all this.
What do you know? Tell us everything. Thing that you can tell us, go.
Okay. I want to start with the newcomers because I think that's pretty much every time we have a show like this, I think I start from, you know, bottom to the top.
Sure.
But newcomers, I'll say instantly and I won't use names, but I've heard that Kamari Lands is exceeding expectations. Mm. Not just living up to them, exceeding expectations. So for a guy ranked 35 to come in.
Let me ask you this. Kamari Lands ranks 35. I don't want this to be a leading question, but you know it is. You've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Kamari Lands doesn't commit as early as he did. What is Kamari Lands ranked?
Top 20.
Mm-hmm.
Top 20.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I had a tweet where I said he was top 25 one time, and I got completely bashed. Mm-hmm. And it was after he committed. So I'm thinking about it, and I can guarantee if he stayed uncommitted, he'd be top 20, and his offer sheet would also look quite
different. Look stupid by the time,
But that, as a fan here, that would probably make you appreciate him even more because now he's coming in and he's exceeding that ranking, which everyone already knew. So it looks better on
KP. Which always does a major thing in perception.
Right.
When, okay, he has more space being 35 instead of 15.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I completely agree.
Yeah, now Kenny gets credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kamari Lands is exceeding expectations. That's the scuttlebutt.
I've heard just, you know, his bag and just he's multi-positional and, you know, he's already running ones with some of the older guys and I heard it's going absolutely well. I heard they're blown away by him. Brandon Huntley Hatfield's another guy who's been in the gym nonstop.
Did you check him out up in Chicago?
Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Yeah. He's one guy I didn't get to see in Chicago, but he's a guy that I've scouted since he was 13 years old. Mm. Know his mother pretty well. They're a great family, and I know he's a kid that's going to work his butt off, and he being here is no joke for him.
You think you could beat his mom in basketball?
Probably.
You think so?
I'll give my.
I don't know, man.
I gotta pat myself
Listen,
on the shoulder.
Listen, she. What, I mean, what she about? 6'5"?
Yeah,
six,
I've heard yeah. she's about 6'5", 6'6". Yeah, and you know, with Brandon.
Tony, Jake says he can beat you in basketball.
Oh, don't tell her that. Don't tell her that, because I know how she.
That's Marcus's people.
So he can be right in my DM. I already know how it goes. But yeah, I mean, Brandon's a kid where I thought he was gonna get it done at Tennessee.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, they had a loaded roster. They had a lot of veterans.
Say it. What do you think? Because here's the thing. I'm going to have to argue with the people, Jake, about him not getting playing time at Tennessee.
Oh, I didn't like the fact that he didn't get playing time at Tennessee, because I think even though you had those veterans and those leaders on the floor, he was a freshman that can bring that leadership role. I already said he's a guy going into the facility here right now, and he's already working, and he's no joke. And he takes the game of basketball serious. Obviously, coming here, you got to take it serious. Mm. But this is a kid, I think, right when he steps on the floor, he's going to have a major impact right away. And I don't think he's going to be here that long, though,
which
is understandable.
That's what we want.
That's what you guys want.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I think, you know, that's a kid that.
What was he ranked when he entered the transfer portal?
As far as the transfer rankings, I'm pretty sure he was a top 20 transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been. If not even top 10, he should have been top 20.
Because, see, we do try to remind people on this show a little bit that
he reclassed.
He was
and went early.
A top 8 kid in this class.
Yeah, so
right
he could be a freshman right now.
Yeah,
and he's good. And I think that's the crazy thing about Brandon is he was always ahead of everybody, and he was always younger than everybody, which I found amazing.
Yep.
And you don't get a guy at his size doing what he does. He's so mobile.
Right.
And just his ability to understand the game, and, you know, a multi-positional guy also. I said he's been in the gym running ones, and he's been in the gym getting work in. He got here last week, so the fact that he's already in there, and I know I said this with the Coach Mac teams, but I feel like there's going to be a real connection with this team slowly based off they're all talented and they all got the same goal. They all want to win.
Is Devin Reed coming in?
Devin Reed's coming in. That's a kid that I think, you know, he might take some time, but I think he's definitely going to see minutes this year.
But there's no issue there.
There's
a lot of people have asked.
No issue there at all. Okay. And actually, I'm sure you guys are going to ask about the 23 class, but there's a kid that reminds me that Kenny Payne offered last night that reminds me of Devin Reed.
Okay.
So I think there's a little pattern going on, but I think Devin Reed, similar to Mike James, if Mike James didn't get hurt last year, I think he was going to be that, you know, 80 to 100 ranked freshman that comes in and still gets an impact and, you know, still gets minutes and stuff like that. I think that's what Devin Reed's going to do.
Devin Reed, you say it takes time. What in particular is he going to have to catch up on, in your opinion?
I think he just physically, and, you know, that's always an important thing. Playing in the ACC, he might need to get a little bit more physical. But, I mean, he's so long, which is also to his advantage. I think I've told you guys this before. He hit 8 threes out of 8 attempts in a high school game this year. To be 6'8", and be so fluid and being able to get up all your shots over a taller defender, that's an advantage. And to be that size and you're going to be able to shoot in the ACC, I mean, that's a player where you're like, okay, we work on this kid, get him in the weight room. He's already shooting lights out. He's 6'8". He can get to the rim. He could distribute with his teammates. He's long on defense. So
What's an underrated quality that he has that people may not know about?
I'd say, even though I just said he hit 8 threes.
Just as a 6'8 shooter.
Yeah, I think getting to the rim is big for him. Like I said, he's very long. I think you could put that all together. I think, you know, adding a few more, you know, moves to his bag and, you know, getting right in the gym. Obviously, they got a great conditioning staff here and a great strength staff. I think it's going to be perfect for him. I think that was honestly probably one of the biggest parts of him coming in was the strength and conditioning and just knowing that he's going to be able to have an ACC-ready body by the time the season starts.
I got an interesting question for you really quick on this team, and then we'll get ready and a few more on the team, and then we'll get ready to go to what's coming. But Mike James and Kamari Lance, those two in particular, what position do you see them at? Because a lot of people haven't watched them play.
So yeah, so with Kamari, I think that's going to be a guy where they're probably going to have to switch him off a little bit. I think he's a guy that can play 1-4. His size is just so different, and he's very unique body-wise.
Hey, you're not allowed to say 1-4.
No, listen, I'm curious.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Nah, you're good. Yeah. 1-4, I'd say, is something I could see him being switched around a little bit. And Mike James, he was playing the 1 and the 2 in high school, and I know we're not in high school anymore, but I could see Mike at the 2. It wouldn't surprise me.
That's interesting. I just wanted to ask you that question without leading you.
Don't tell him why.
It's almost as though we have guys on the team that can play the guard position.
Yeah,
I know. I'd
have to
because
agree
that's
on that.
That is the Jake. When if you ever saw 300. The movie?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus,
fill me in. I'm going to watch it for you.
Yeah.
I'm not a movie guy.
It's like a man's rite of passage to see this movie.
I don't watch TV at all.
Yeah.
You got to watch 300.
Okay, so tonight I'll watch it and you get a text.
Listen, you can't walk around with that beautiful woman on your arm and not have saw 300
right,
yet.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, but, look, right. Help us but, help you on this one.
Now I got to see it.
I don't know, Jake. Don't watch it with her. You might have a moment or two.
Because it's one of those manly movies that still might, you're like, all right, like, let's go, you know? Well, anyways,
there's
a scene where
I'm allergic to onions, baby.
Where the Persian army shoots like a million arrows over at these Spartans. And those arrows are.
We ain't got nobody that can play guard on the whole team.
Is what we hear every single day. And Marcus and I are like, well, I mean, you know, they probably could add one more, but like they've got.
They're good.
We're like, no, there's dudes on this team can handle the ball. Like,
I can tell you guys a very quick story about Mike James.
Yeah,
actually,
please do.
I don't know how much you guys watched because Mike James' senior year was during the pandemic, so all of his games were live streamed, and they were going through a huge playoff run, and the two star players on the team were Mike and then a point guard that I think ended up going to SMU. I got to see where he's at now, but there were two stars on Mike's team, and they were making senior year state championship run. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Right.
And his teammate goes down, the other star player. Mm-hmm. So Mike had to rotate from the one to the two. And when I tell you, during that pandemic, I can't name 10 to 20 players that played that hard. And you looked at Mike and you knew he wanted to win so bad, and he had to carry a huge load on his back. But his point guard play when his teammate went down is what impressed me most. So for Mike James to be able to slot him in at either guard spot.
Okay, you said one to two, so you meant two to one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think being able to switch Mike is a big deal, especially Mike and L can be lethal together.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody's seen it yet, but I think they could definitely be lethal together.
Who, rumor-wise, this is week one, this is week two, this is pickup, this is not, you're not going to hold you to it, somebody's not going to bring up a tweet. Jake said on Marcus's show 3 months ago that this guy will make the biggest jump.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, let's get on record. Who do you think makes the biggest jump over the summer? Under the new workouts and the new stuff. Like I said, this is a Jake special.
You know, I'm not going to say Sid or L because I feel like, you know, they got better as the season went on. I think they had their jump. I think, you know, obviously you can make a jump when you go year to year. But I feel like you guys know who I'm going to say.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
I do.
Number 24. Jalen Withers is definitely a name I've been hearing recently, especially as far as pickup. He needs to make a huge jump. I think he's going to. He's definitely been in the weight room.
What is he
going to
clean up the most?
Turnovers. I think the turnovers is the biggest thing for him. You know, you go game for game, and Jalen's making some pretty reckless turnovers.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for me, you got to...
Do you know why he made so many reckless turnovers?
Honestly, I'm not going to speculate anything, but I think, you know, confidence is huge. And I said, you know, coaching goes into confidence. And I think the fact that you got Kenny Payne, Danny Manning, Nolan Smith, the staff that he brought in, I think these are guys that want to win. They're gritty.
Yep.
You know, Danny Manning's obviously a guy who coaches bigs well, but forget that. You got Kenny Payne. And I think the discipline factor is going to be there, too. I know Jalen's been working. He's definitely been in the weight room. If you guys are able to get him in here in the next few weeks, I'm sure you'll be able to, you know, tell that he's been in the weight room.
If you want to bring him in, Jake,
we would love
to chat with him. Jake?
Yeah, you know? I'd love to bring him in.
Sydney and Elle, they have made this home, and they stop by and hang out, so we would like Jake.
We always wonder, like, is he mad at us? Like, did we say something last time? And Jake, we didn't.
I think he loved the criticism you gave him last time he was here.
Well, I got some more for him that you should take back to him.
Let me hear it.
Tell him, first of all, you better tie your shoes. The reason I say that is because L came in here and L vouched. L Ellis told us that. I tell him that all the time.
Yeah.
So now that I know L. Ellis is telling him, and I'm not just at home yelling at him about his shoes being tied, somebody else says it. He says, L said, man, I just think they're too big.
I took him to the gym a month ago, like just to watch me play. And, you know, he's like, I'm going to come on the court. I'll take a shot or two. Shoes was untied. I was like, you're not even coming on the court to play, and your shoes are still untied.
You're going
to
kill that baby.
Yeah, that man.
Okay. The real criticism.
I got an okay from Nick to go over a couple minutes, so we can roll for a few minutes here. Yeah.
I know. Did you think you needed the okay from Nick when you got Jake Weingarten?
He's wearing pastels, and I just feel like when you do that, it just makes you feel important.
We have Jake.
I know.
Like, I bet our numbers are spiking at the moment.
I guarantee it.
Does he not like the pastels before we move on? Like, I thought he would have liked the pastels.
No, I like them. They're fine. You look good.
Yeah, I was fishing a Jake. Little bit.
Yeah, you look great.
Tell him to go look at how many turnovers he was forcing to Malik.
Yeah.
His numbers are cut in half. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a natural mm-hmm. problem that goes away
right
now. Mm-hmm. Every time, any other time, he great decisions, good passes.
And that's why I said, you know, all the guys on this team are talented.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put 10 to 12 guys on the floor, mm-hmm. all have great court vision, great basketball IQ. If you could put that all together, it's great. And I'm not saying it's going to be a Gonzaga situation where they're going to play 10 guys a game. Sure. But you have a roster now where you're able to do that, mm-hmm. where you don't have to worry about playing Sid 40 minutes or, you know, playing L 40 minutes. As much as the fans would love to see that because they're electrifying players, you now have, you know, freshmen that are already coming in. Mm-hmm. You got a transfer in Brandon Huntley Hatfield, former top five prospect, who was on draft boards midway through the season this year. Like, that stuff's a big deal. So
national perception right now of the University of Louisville. Like, Jake out on the circuit, you know, what do you hear kind of?
From the industry side, there's a lot of excitement, I'd say. I think from the fan perspective.
Sorry, Jake. You're reading our eyes, and we have to apologize.
I read your eyes.
Yeah, we're like, who is that on
campus? Yeah, there are guys that walk by here sometime, and we're like, I don't know if you play football, but if not,
I see the 6'5".
I'm like, when you play pickup around here, like, are we like all intramural all stars around here?
I'm an intramural all star. I'm an intramural all star, and I'm always the smallest on the court. So I'm
even in intramurals. Okay. I asked a question. I didn't want to lose my train of thought.
National perception.
The national perception from an industry standpoint. Is, you know, there's a lot of excitement. Like I said, you got a lot of talented guys on the team. I think you brought in the perfect freshman to be here. You brought a kid from Oak Hill, where he was coached by one of the best high school coaches of all time, Steve Smith. And on an AAU,
thank you,
dear. And on an AAU level, he was coached very well.
That's me nuts.
And then Kamari Lands. I mean, I've watched him for years, and this is a kid who just gets better every single year. And, you know, you talk about those guys ranked in the 30s and 40s, and everyone's like, I love getting those guys. But this is a guy that should have been a 5-star, and I'll make that extremely clear. So I think to bring those two in, mm-hmm. you get a transfer, and then you got the guys you're bringing back. The guys they brought back was the perfect bunch. Mm-hmm. JJ Traynor, I think, is a guy who's also, he's gotten huge. I don't know the last time you guys seen him.
We had him in here about a week and a half ago.
He got huge. So clearly he's locked in and he's ready to go. But from a fan perspective and, you know, some other media outlets, I think there's still some sort of disrespect out there. I saw 247 put an ACC ranking out, and U of L was ranked 13th, which was extremely shocking to me because, like I said, they put together, I think, a great roster. And forget that. Look at the coaching staff they brought in.
I think, let me ask this question, and I think this will transition us into future. What about from the kids, the perception, like from players, high school, whatever?
Excitement.
Yeah.
I'd say excitement. Kenny Payne is a guy, and I think I actually told this story, this Kennedy Chandler story on the show with you guys. I'm not sure if it was
I think so, but it's worth repeating.
So Kennedy Chandler, even after he got to Tennessee, you know, we were talking about Kenny Payne, and he said, I love him. This is a guy who never sugarcoated anything with me. He loved me from a relationship standpoint, but as far as my future and on the court, he was all business, and he told me what I need to get better at. He said whether I come – Kenny Payne was at Kentucky at the time, he was like, whether you come to Kentucky or not, this is what you need to do to be an NBA draft pick. And I think, you know, that stands out. Not every coach is going to be like, well, whether you come here or not, this is what you need to do. I think that stuff stands out, being able to get honest feedback from a guy who coached at the NBA level literally a year ago and a guy that's recruited 17-plus 5-stars.
How was that received? Because, you know, you have a lot of kids who – don't accept that harshness. Mm-hmm. You're not kissing up enough. You're not telling me what I want to hear enough. Is there a big separation in the kids that can take that? I'll be honest with you. You're not just going to come here and play 40 minutes. Like, is he known for being a little harsher?
Yeah, I think so, but I think you need that because, you know, obviously in this generation with social media and all the big camps, it's easy for these kids to be like, oh, I'm a five-star. I don't need feedback. I'm already doing what I got to do. And, like, even guys training for the draft tell me what they can get better at. So if you're not able to, you know, tell yourself you can get better at certain spots, let alone hear from a coach who's recruiting you that you need to get better, then there's obviously something going on. So I think the fact that he's honest and, you know, harsh, I think you need that if you're a player.
Before I get to the future, is it true that every guard in the NCAA, every point guard is boycotting the University of Louisville?
I was waiting.
Did y'all see the look on his face? Because right now everybody's listening to all they want to hear are point guard. He really thought I was serious.
Yeah, I had to.
Wait a minute. Are we doing this?
I thought that you were being serious. It was a curveball.
No, yeah. Just like the buzz is we need a point guard. Yeah.
Well, that transition is to transfer market. The name is Amani Bates that's out there as far as a player coming in or that Louisville's looking at. The recent rolling dice of guard is Courtney Ramey. Yeah. Those two.
With Courtney Ramey, last week I heard, you know, Duke's doing pretty well with him, which is kind of crazy. Duke's bringing in either five or six man recruiting class, but I mean, if they're able to get Ramey, I think they'll do it because, you know, you're bringing a veteran point guard on your roster. But same thing with Bates and Ramey. I think, you know, they might drag it out a little bit longer. I mean, I don't think there's a crazy rush right now. I think they're just trying to feel everything out. Bates, I'm honestly surprised it went this long. It kind of seemed like he had a good idea of what he was going to do. There was a lot of predictions going out there and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think Ramey, I wouldn't shut it out right now. I'd be careful about, you know, the fellow competition in the ACC.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you let Kenny Payne feel it out, let Ramey feel it out. I think now that he knows what he's doing and, you know, he knows what his future is looking like, I think he'll be able to make a decision sooner than later.
Do you think Bates is let me see how I want to phrase this. Do you think Bates dragging is more of just him doing or other schools becoming a possibility?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was his doing, to be honest. I feel like you know what you're going to get with Imani Bates.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, between him and his family, I think they just want to get him in the right situation. And, you know, it's Imani Bates.
You feel like it'll be Louisville still?
Yeah, I feel like still right now, I feel like the family obviously wants to make sure he's going into a situation where, you know, he's going to be wanted, he's going to be loved. You know, Imani Bates has been the guy since he was 13 or 14 years old. So you know how that goes. They definitely want to make sure.
Are there any other names that we should know about in the you know, possible transfer market? Like I said, we understand a name is just a general, you know, conversation.
And the answer may be no.
Right.
I think it wouldn't surprise me if they explore the portal a little bit more in the next few days. There still are names going in there. Obviously, some of these kids might have to sit out depending their situation. But, I mean, there's names still going in. There was a kid the other day that played at Vandy last year named Shane DeZoni. He's a guard. He entered the portal. He was committed to St. Joseph's for, like, 3 days. He wanted to go home and start St. Joseph's and then change his mind. And now he's getting, like, Oregon, Oklahoma. So he's, like, a newer name. But, I mean, I don't know if that's anyone paying would go after, but I mean, like I said, it's just, you know, it's so on and off and it's never really stopping. So there's names in there right now who in 3 days could have interest from here. But you know, as of right now, I think, you know, Ramey and Bates are the guys they're locked in on. They got the guys they want here, and, you know, adding two more pieces would be huge for them.
Well, it's time.
Ask him.
It's DJ Wagner time.
Ask him.
And it's going to be, listen, it's going to consistently, until there is an announcement one way or the other. Okay, I'm going to start with this one, actually, with the DJ Wagner thing. I'm going to go a little different route than just where's he going type thing. He was here, obviously, last week in Louisville playing a lot with the former players that were there to watch him, the different things. First off, just didn't know if there was any vibe off of that.
Did the kids enjoy the event in Louisville?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They definitely did. And touching on that, the fact that former players, current players,
so you're saying that left an impression on people.
Oh, that definitely left an impression.
On other recruits and things like that?
Yeah. I had a similar situation a couple months ago. A kid from Texas Tech went down to Lubbock to play in a tournament, and there were like 300 Texas Tech fans there to watch him play, and it was all over Twitter. The kid said, I almost cried after the game. The fact that I'm in high school and I'm getting a college atmosphere at my game, there's nothing like that. I think that should definitely stand out. And, you know, UK fans,
step it up.
UK fans, obviously, you know, they thought they were locked for years, and, you know, they thought it was in the bag, so they never did anything like this. So, I mean, for the U of L faithful to show up 100 deep and show up with former players, current I think the current player part was important. I think to get Sid Nell in there was definitely a big deal. The fact that, you know, they just got back and, you know, they're already on the team and they're college basketball players, yet they're still trying to get that high school kid on their team. I think stuff like that stands out if you're a recruit.
Is there anything with his coach leaving? Up in Camden? I mean, and what I mean by anything, I mean...
Could he switch schools type of thing?
Do you think that will affect anything? Yeah, like, or will he just finish it up in Camden?
For me, I would just finish it up. You know, obviously, as an East Coaster, I know how big of a deal DJ Wagner is in New Jersey. I've been over that way by Camden. Lance Ware is a kid that I'm very familiar with from UK. So I've been down there plenty of times. And, you know, the amount of love he gets, the fact that he already has, I feel like, everything he needs. He's the number one player in the country.
I totally understand.
Why not just finish up at home? But, you know, some guys could switch up and end up being like, okay, like, I did get everything I need, but let me develop. Let me go to Montverde, IMG. You look at Caleb Glenn going to La Lu. I think he proved everything he needed to prove here. I think the fans love him one way or another, and I think they should be happy that he's going to La Lu because now he can develop and get his game right at a national scale.
I'm glad, and this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm so glad Drew and Blankenbaker and all them brought it up. Like, you're not winning Mr. Basketball. Get out of here.
Which
makes me sick to
Caleb
my stomach.
Caleb Glenn could score 500 points a game and Reed Shepard's winning Mr. Basketball.
Right.
Like, I mean, nobody's winning Mr.
And
Basketball.
And I don't like
Reed
the
Shepard
way how open people can say
people
that.
No, but people know. People have lived here. I mean, we're getting down a rabbit trail here, but, like, people have lived here know. Like, Reed Shepard will win Mr. Basketball.
It's crazy because I've,
and he's a great player.
I haven't seen a prospect in my 3 years of being here that's dominated and impacted the game like Caleb has. And Reed Shepard's definitely right behind him.
Yeah, he's good.
But,
there's no shame.
The games I've been to here to watch Caleb Glenn are some of the best games I've scouted. And his 30 points, 20 rebounds against a good Ballard team.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like,
I know.
That stuff stands out. And I think.
And there's just no chance for him. there was no chance.
And he wakes up at 5 in the morning and works out every day. He's a perfect kid.
He's an animal.
He's an animal.
Well, listen, we don't want to bore.
Oh, I do. Hang on. I do. Give me two more minutes.
This is the life you're going to lead.
Yeah. I'm not done with him yet.
You have exactly 120 seconds. Make them count.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm just kidding. Go as long as you want.
No, I know. A couple other names, obviously. His teammate, Aaron Bradshaw. He's going to Kentucky this weekend.
That kid's a unicorn.
Yeah, I know. I really like him, man. I do not want to lose him. But.
Honestly, UK, I'd be worried about UK.
Yeah, I know. That's what it seems to be.
I'd definitely
the case.
Be worried about UK. But I think having Kenny Payne here, you know, makes that a little bit less worse. I think that there's still a chance there. Honestly, a couple months ago, I was under the impression he would go the pro route. You know, just seeing how his game is. And, you know, Isaiah Todd went that route. And I think I don't want to say they're similar, but they're kind of similar as far as 6'10", you know, long. Like, you look at guys like James Wiseman that were just long, lanky, could run the floor.
Absolutely.
Like, that's how I see Aaron Bradshaw. But, yeah, obviously he's going to UK this weekend, so, you know, that's something I'd watch out for.
Is there any danger of him popping, like, this weekend? Or
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think a kid like Bradshaw might hold out a little bit longer.
Going back to DJ really quick, do you think that will drag out long?
I don't think it'll drag out too long. I honestly feel like after this weekend he might be kind of wanting to pick things up a little bit more.
Okay.
That's just my impression.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's just my impression.
A couple other 23 names.
AJ Johnson is the one I love.
Out in California.
Okay. Obviously, you know, in the past, they've recruited California kids here, and it hasn't worked out, but I think it could work out here. And this is a kid, I think he's ranked in the 60s right now. If you have me on in the next month or two, I can guarantee he should be a 5-star.
Okay.
Just, you know, there's not a lot of athletes like him in that class. His upside is right there. I'm sure
Doesn't Kenny Payne have a connection there?
Yeah, Kenny Payne has a connection there. And, you know, just the fact that you're bringing – that could be a kid you bring in, and he's 6'6", 6'5", freak athlete, can score on all levels. He's Jalen Green's brother, quote-unquote. Been in the gym with Jalen Green. People say there's similarities between the two of them. So I think you get a kid with that kind of upside and potential, you can't really say no.
24. we had Jason Jordan on here. I've got to ask you this question because he was on here and he, I don't know if he had a slip of the tongue. I think it might have been.
What'd he say?
He kind of said something like Julian Phillips. It's Julian, right? I think it was Julian Phillips, 24. He was kind of like, well, you know, you got him who's already kind of committed in 24. And we were like, I don't think we know that. And then he kind of pulled back on that. Maybe I'm wrong on the name. It's a 24 kid. It's a 24 kid.
Is there any 24 kids you've heard about being in with Louisville?
No, and that's crazy to me because they've only have 4 scholarships out to 23 kids.
So I know.
I don't think.
Good call.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't think there's anything with the 24.
Okay, fair enough.
But he's not directly refuting.
No, absolutely. I had to ask.
I'm not going to turn down his report.
Yeah, we're not.
No, Jason's awesome. We love having
him
on here too.
Jason does great work. Tons of respect for him.
He's fun on here.
Okay, shout outs. Like I say, we always appreciate you giving us your time. Like I say, you know the door is always open. You get those young fellas over here with us. Listen, sometimes I think they're a little just too nervous to come on by.
Oh yeah, nah.
Get them over here. Nervous. Get them all over here. Any other shout outs you want to plug? Twitter.
Jake Weingarten on Twitter. StockRisers.com. I got my family listening. They're gonna be in New. They're not gonna be in New York in 3 weeks because they'll be here in 3 weeks. They're making their first visit.
Ah.
And then I got my special lady in the house, so that's good.
Wow.
And then, like I said, just being here, being here is top five. So
when he said he was bringing his special lady with him. I wasn't expecting that.
Jake.
And I was like, y'all walked by the window. We were like, Jake.
Yeah, prepare us next time, Jake. We should have gotten the recruiting game.
Blessed life.
No, it's awesome. Very, very sweet. Yeah,
I appreciate
absolutely.
You guys.
Always fun having Jake Weingarten in. We totally went over the limit, but
I think
it was well worth it. Thank you, Nikki, for not barking at us too much. We're rolling along. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.